Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Grumer. 41. Then fashioned for him the folk of Geats firm on the earth a funeral pile, and hung it with helmets and harness of war and breastplates bright, as the boon he asked. And they laid amid it the mighty chieftain, heroes mourning their master dear. Then on the hill, that hugest of balefires, the warriors wakened. Wood smoke rose black over blaze, and blent was the roar of flame with weeping. The wind was still, till the fire had broken the frame of bones, hot at the heart. In heavy mood their misery moaned they, their master's death. Wailing her woe, the widow, old, her hair upbound for Beowulf's death, sung in her sorrow, and said full oft she dreaded the doleful days to come, death see now, and doom of battle and shame. The smoke by the sky was devoured. The folks of the weeders fashioned there on the headland a barrow broad and high, by ocean farers far descried. In 10 days' time their toil had raised it, the battle brave's beacon, round brands of the pyre a wall they built, the worthiest ever that wit could prompt in their wisest men. They placed in the barrow that precious booty, the rounds and the rings they had reft erewhile, hardy heroes from hoard and cave, trusting the ground with treasure of earls, gold in the earth, wherever it lies, useless to men as of yore it was. Then about that barrow the battle-keen rode, aethling-born, a band of 12, lament to make to mourn their king, chant their dirge, and their chieftain honor. They praised his earlship, his acts of prowess, worthily witnessed, and well it is that men their master friend mightily laud, heartily love when hence he goes from life in the body forlorn away. Thus made their mourning the men of Geatland, for their heroes passing, his hearth companions, quoth, that of all the kings of earth, of men he was mildest and most beloved, to his kin the kindest, keenest, for praise. The End of Beowulf. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.